And welcoming you, dear listeners, to this evening session specifically of the Business and Economics segment. And we also have a primarily, just like we had in the home run, a special guest. Well, obviously, I've got a guest here in studio with me, who will introduce now in a couple of seconds. But it's actually a specific discussion geared for this Friday evening session that we've got between 6 and 7 here on the business and economic segment for this evening in partnership with the Namibia Agronomic Board, and it will have a little bit of a fruity flavor to it. No pun intended, but actually let me first introduce the guest. I've got Tankeni Angula here, who is a fruit development officer from the Namibia Agronomic Board. Tankeni, give us a shout out specifically for this evening. I mean, it's the first time. Okay, you and I, we already wished each other a Happy New Year.
Yes.
People are still saying, you know, it's March, you can't wish people a Happy New Year. But we haven't seen each other, Tankeni.
Yeah.
I mean, between last year and now, it was obviously the first time.
Yes, Dwight. You are very right. Thank you so much. Good
not,
evening.
Not for the Happy New Year things.
I understand. Thank you so much for once again having us. And good evening to all the listeners.
Mm. Obviously, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, Tankeni, our conversation will have a little bit of a fruit tea nature to it. It is about mango producers and production. But just to sort of like lay the foundation for our listeners, this is based upon an invitation to mango producers. It has a whole host of dates listed between the 9th of March, which is over this weekend, right?
Yes.
Or is it next weekend? Because today is the 7th.
Yeah, over the next weekend.
Yeah, then, yeah.
Over yeah, the this next weekend, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
The 9th will be Monday.
Yeah.
Next
yeah,
week.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Because I just had to realign my dates. So yes. This will obviously also be about mango tree care training sessions associated to these various dates and these various visits.
Yes.
But let's first start from the discussion of mangoes. Tankeni, to be honest, I didn't know that we produced mangoes. Just help me with that sort of like basic premise in terms of, you know, where did we get into the mango discussion in Namibia?
No, that's quite a good question. Mango is actually a tropical fruit.
Mm.
Tropical be that it grows and develops well in warmer climates.
Mm.
We are no exception as a country when it comes to the weather. So, we actually produce mango, as a fruit. And, we, on our database as the Namibian Agronomic Board, as we speak, we are currently at around, close to over 140, registered commercial, mango producers, the majority of whom are actually in the northeastern part of the country, because that part of the country, the Zambezi Agro Production Zone, actually offers the best climates for it.
Mm.
And I think that's why it the highest concentration of mango producers are actually there. But of course, they are distributed all over the country in smaller amounts, of course. But we also produce in North Central, in Kavango. Also in the Karst area, which is mostly Grootfontein, Tsumeb, Otavi area, but as well also in the southern part of the country, there are also a few mango producers.
And okay, the first time I actually saw an indication of mangoes was in like locally African based mangoes was when I went to what's the waterfall, Vic Falls.
Yeah, Victoria Falls.
Now, if you go into Livingston, they literally grow there wild, you know, you can't say for free most, but tree just grows.
Yes.
Now, is there a difference between that particular mango and the one that obviously that is forms part of the NAB's particular program?
I would say yes. Just like anything else, mangoes come in different sizes, colors, flavors, and so forth. So they're actually different types of mangoes, and that are referred to commercially as commercial cultivars. Of interest and what we would like actually producers to grow, there are specific types that are out there.
Mm.
Of course, the ones that are well adapted already, like you are defining them, we also have them in Namibia, in some parts of the country, like I've mentioned them earlier. They are actually there, growing because of the favorable environment. What we advocate and actually encourage producers to stick to is the types or the cultivars that are commercially demanded by the formal market.
That's a good one.
And there's actually a list for that, with the NAB. It's actually a public document and it should serve as a guide for producers, actually.
Now, Tangeni, there's an interesting talking point, obviously. Just to share specifically with the listeners that there are four planned particular engagements. That's now Pukalo, Kongola, Rundu at the Bavaria Guest House and at Ongwadiva. Obviously, as you mentioned already, the climate is there. The producers are all mostly concentrated in those four zones. Is this also the particular platform of trying to connect or network with new producers, people who are interested in expanding what they're already producing in terms of, you know, you could be someone that's producing, let's say, pumpkins. Now you want to also get into fruits. Is there also such a particular scenario for this planned endeavor or this planned invite that the NAB is rolling out to the producers?
Yes, very good. Yes, actually, the sessions come by as a result of feedback actually from the industry or the producers themselves. We have realized that they are experiencing quite a few challenges, technical, but quite key. So we deem it wise to actually assist them and capacitate them in terms of skills and training. And that's how these trainings came by. So it's key technical challenges related to pest and disease control, height control, irrigation, fertilization, you see, pruning, when do you do it, planting, just the matter of spacing and all these things. They are quite sounding a bit simple, but they are very technical, as actually key success aspects in mango production or fruit production in general. So these sessions will actually be used to actually serve as a platform for the new, upcoming, and the existing ones to gain more insight on orchard management, mango orchard management, and basic tree care skills. So these are some of the main goals for these sessions. Like you mentioned, just I think to emphasize on the dates and venues. The first session will be in Zambezi. That's at Bukalo, ADC, Agricultural Development Center. And it will start, the starting times
at nine
are the same from 9 o'clock up to approximately 3 o'clock or maybe latest 4, in the afternoon. Also, the second session will be in in Kongola. That will be the 10th. Kongola ADC, also Agricultural Development Center, same time, slots as well. And then the third one will be in Rundu. That is Guest House, Bavaria, same time slots. And the fourth one will be in Ongwediva at, Destin Hotel. That is the 13th Friday. I think, also to just add, and I think it's also important is that, the NAB is also going to make use of this platform or these training sessions to touch base with the participants on the, upcoming, or very soon to be launched or, fruit value chain development subsidy scheme. There's a subsidy scheme that, form part of our crop value chain development strategy, which is a 5-year plan. And we are also going to make use of this training opportunity to just touch base with the participants on that, what it entails, what are we subsidizing, who qualifies, and all this type of things. So I really encourage either existing or new anyone who's trying to venture into commercial mango production to really attend.
Obviously, the landscape that you provided with us, I think any of the one that showed, you know, they are like clusters spread across the country, but obviously it's consumed nationally. It obviously has shown, you know, interest as well as also determination by the producers. You mentioned a good thing about the pruning scenario, because I've seen, for example, like one of my aunts had like orange trees, but orange trees, I never had recognized as a small kid that these are, they guzzle water. And usually when it comes to fruit production, you've got to consider firstly your water and your fertilizer demands for the plant. And then, I keep forgetting this. Many people forget that you also need male-female plants. You know, the germination conversation.
Yes.
Because obviously you would like to produce something.
Yeah.
Is there a similarity to consider specifically, in terms of when producers or any person who's now obviously listening to the conversation now, when they look at, okay, fruit production in its entirety, how do you approach it specifically? Are there sort of like telltale signs that you can share? Because usually people would say, okay, we're hearing this conversation on Eagle FM about, there's now, an awareness program regarding, specific fruit production,
yes,
or just, you know, an awareness scenario about it. But like the details in the, or the devil in the details.
Yeah.
What would people sometimes be misperceiving, or the misperceptions regarding just putting in a basic fruit plant versus any everyday plant,
yes,
for that matter?
Okay. No, that's quite good. Of course, as a board, the approach that we actually would like to side with and are promoting is the commercial fruit production approach.
Yeah.
And it has its own set methods, of course, and hence why this sort of training and sort of interventions that we are pushing.
Yeah.
In terms of mango, like you said, fruits are very different.
Yeah.
That's
the nuance I want us to dissect.
Yes. Fruits are very, very different.
Yeah.
And their management and care and what also they require in terms of soil type.
NHB, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHB, we're about you.
So, what will your friends think if you show up at school with a brand new 10th gen iPad? TopScore Instant is making back to school in 2026 the coolest thing ever, giving away unbelievable prizes. To win one of 8 iPads or a weekly stationery voucher worth 1,000 Namibian dollars, simply buy a 1kg or 2kg TopScore Instant from any store nationwide and SMS Instant to 2442. Competition ends 31 March 2026. T's and C's apply. TopScore, a proud product of Namib Mills.
Short on cash? Then get to a USave for these super savings. 4 100 gram clover flavored dairy snacks, just 20 Namibian dollars for 2. That's 8 100 gram cups. 2 kilogram Omaedic cultured milk, just 48.99 Namibian dollars. 100 milliliter Colgate toothpaste, just 17.99 Namibian dollars. 200 milliliter organic shampoo and conditioner, only 29.99 Namibian dollars each. And Dry Naps premium disposable nappies, just 139.99 Namibian dollars. Hurry up to your favorite USave store.
Hot dogs. I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Just coming back there from the quick break, or the extended break that we technically had there, dear listeners. We haven't said our goodbyes yet. Thank you also to some of the callers contributors for the questions, as well as some of the questions also coming through.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile
from the broader community in that regard. But right after the, we have to obviously say our goodbyes. Thangini, thank you for joining and taking the time to talk to us. Just once again, just tell the people where they can get in contact with you.
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, I can be contacted at my cell phone number, that is 081-419-4811. For the producers that would like to come and attend, please do reach out to me. You can actually send me a text or you can call me, and then I will reserve your spot at the training. It's very, very important that you come and actually get it firsthand. Also, those who are willing to send me an email, but I will be in the field for the next whole week, they can still send me an email at tangeni.hangula@nab.com.na.
And just remember, guys, there's a capital T and a capital H in the email.
Yes.
Just so that you know, you get the spelling correctly.
Yes.
You can also, you can also find the poster on our social media at Eagle FM. So ultimately, look for the Agronomic Board's invitation to mango producers, mango tree care training sessions. Contact details will also be on there.
All right. On that note, the poster is also on our social media platforms for the Namibian Agronomic Board. Thank you so much for having me.
100%. Thanks a lot for coming through, Tangeni. And to the listeners, stay tuned. Your favorite programming follows on after the break. This has been the Business and Economic segment in partnership with the Namibia Agronomic Board here on this Friday evening.
Promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha utekiro kaguna imatina omjo. Chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya eshiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao ota ingongoti samwene. Anageshifa ya Namibia ompito ombwa na wa olonjika. Seitha nina omayakuro nirandi soma yoe yongeshifa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengera selma konarahe tatu imu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oni aji. Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
In terms of water requirements and fertilizer is totally different. Henceforth, our interventions are always specific. That's why now the training is mostly just on mangoes. Even though there are a few techniques that you can apply to other, to manage other fruit trees, but specifically with fruit trees, you can't mix. So with mangoes, of course, the issue of male and female, it still apply, but for them, both male and female flowers are on one tree, and usually the
they're asexual. They're an asexual plant.
They are, I would say, how do you call that? They are both one. Yes, they are both male and female.
Don't worry, guys. We're in biology. Don't worry.
They are both. They are flowers that are male, and the flowers that are female are on the same plant. And usually, the pollinator, which are insects, do the pollination, and
which is obviously also a huge contributor.
Yes, then we end up having the fruits as they are. So in terms of the sex of the trees in mango, is not really a complicated thing. But of course, what I would like to highlight is the typology issue. And how do you actually stick to a true to type sort of recommended commercial cultivar?
Mm.
Of course, there's this technique of or practice that is commonly being done now, potential or aspiring fruit mango producers tend to actually buy a mango, mm. And then after they've consumed the flesh, they then plant that seed,
mm.
and in the hope that when that tree grows, it's basically going to give them
the same
fruit
yeah.
type and quality and stuff like that. And then a lot will agree with me that that's not the case. Most of the time, it's quite a disappointment.
Yeah.
And
I've seen it with potatoes.
Yes.
You know, buying the potato from the shop.
Yes.
And you know, the YouTube video says, yeah, just wait for those little sprouts to develop, you know, as the potato turns dry.
Yes.
And then go plant it. Uh-huh. And then you realize you planted it in infected soil.
Yes.
Yeah. Which meaning there are microorganisms
yeah.
that feed on your endeavors.
Yes. But, so part of what these trainings are going to address is basically the starting point, because for you to plant, you need clean through to type
soil
planting materials.
Yeah.
First and foremost,
yeah.
that are disease free, that are known, because the formal market, unfortunately, we work with names.
Mm.
You need to know it's a mango, of course, but what is the name of this mango? What type is it?
Mm.
So that is the starting point. And this training is also going to equip the participants with propagation techniques
mm.
on how to actually come up with true to type mango seedlings.
Mm.
You see, these are the skills that we believe that need to be inculcated and adopted by most producers as good practices for coming up with clean planting materials. And once you start off clean, you are likely to end very well. So it's one of the components that this training will also bring about and touch on. From there, it's a matter also of taking care of the tree when it's young, mm-hmm. training it,
maintaining it.
And also shaping it in a manner that enhances the best of fruit setting and the best of also producing quality fruit. So it's a combination of all these techniques that the training is going to look at. But yes, of course, everything taking the approach of commercial fruit production. Yep. That is the main goal.
Tangene, I forgot to ask. Could you sort of like elaborate the most applicable cultivars in a Namibian context, which ones we can use? Just like two or three examples, for example.
Okay. When it comes to mango, the most sought after by the formal market
mm.
is the Tommy Atkins.
Is the big one.
Is the big one.
The one that looks like a rugby ball.
Yes, that one.
Yeah. I'm sorry for the rugby ball reference, but it's the one that I remember, yeah.
Yes, that's the most sought after. Because of its good eating quality, but also because of its long shelf life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And others. And also because of its mostly size.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the Tommy Atkins. But also another, good aspect about it is because it matures early.
True. Yes. Yeah. I saw that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It matures early. So if you are working with it, you are likely to hit the market very early and fetch very good prices. That is one. And then the rest. It's Sensation, it's Heidi, it's Kate.
Mm.
Yeah. All those now that will now follow with their own.
Can I ask, why are they all named after people? I thought they were supposed to, what's that, the nomenclature, you know, the naming
yes.
system that you're yes. not supposed to name it after a person. But is it like the scientist itself, the food scientist?
Yeah, it's, most of them are named after the breeders that actually developed these cultivars or these, come up with these types or breeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. They take the names of their creators, if so to put it. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why they have such names. But yes, there is a list actually of all of them that, the formal market actually requires. And, yeah, those are just some of them that, we also would like the producers to actually, plant.
Yeah. Also, just once again to reiterate, dear listeners, this is for the upcoming week, specifically with the Namibia Agronomic Board. We'll be engaging specifically from Zambezi region up to, Ongwediva is
Ongwediva. Yeah. In the north.
Yeah. Yes. We can't just say the north. Thank you.
North say, central. Yes.
Okay. Let's go north central. Yes. Just to let you know, dear listeners, the dates are for the 11th, the 10th, 12th, and 13th of March. It'll be Pukalo, Kongola at the two agricultural, centers. Then in Rundu at the Bavaria Guest House. And finally on Friday in Ongwediva at Destiny Hotel. I just got now a quick question from one of our listeners, Tangeni. Obviously, it's a little bit of a shortcut. The person is obviously slightly cheating in terms of how they get access to ask a direct question.
Yes.
And also, we also have an opportunity for listeners to ask a question if that's okay with you.
Yes.
So, dear listeners, you can call through at 083-288-401. Let's hear your question specifically to Tangeni regarding mango production. Even if you're sitting in Kunene, I don't know. Don't say yes yet, Tangeni. But if someone in Kunene, you know, would like to produce mangoes, why not?
Yeah.
The one question, obviously, is just about the meetings. Would it be something that someone would be able to see from any other part of the country, like a live streaming function? Yes or no? Would there be such an availability? If you can just highlight yes or no, maybe there might be some camera equipment. Someone saying yes, let's try and spread the message as far as possible. So that I can just answer this colleague or this person's request.
In terms of that, we have not made provision for that. So it's no, there will be no option to stream, due to the nature of, if you look at, how we actually chose some of the venues, we look at how close are they to the target audience.
Yeah. So meaning direct producers.
Yes, direct producers. And most of these areas in terms of reception and so forth, I don't think we would really achieve much.
Yeah.
So no, there will be no live stream option.
Yeah. Then obviously just before any callers come through, Tangeni, there's another sort of like discussion also.
Yes.
The biggest concern obviously has been, you know, how does someone that has never produced anything before try to get into this particular avenue of the new national direction of, you know, let's be self-sustainable.
Yes.
The self-sustainability scenario, like in a Windhoek context, has also been championed by City of Windhoek themselves, where they said, you know, start with a backyard garden scenario.
Yes.
It's also a little bit difficult because if you look at some soil qualities here in Windhoek, it's not adequate.
Yeah.
But any other places, what would be the best approach? Even if it's like with a mango, because a mango looks like a tree that has its own natural perspective, meaning it's something that probably can grow easily. But usually, since I've never grown a mango, I've known figs, but then I heard fig trees have very deep tap roots.
Yeah.
I've lived with grapes.
Yeah.
But then grapes were very susceptible to excessive sunlight.
Yeah.
And then, insect damage.
Yes.
And then you had pomegranate. Pomegranate was like this mainstay fruit.
Yeah.
It's weird, but it's a mainstay fruit, but it also has certain sort of like pest attractive, attracting elements to it.
Yes.
So when you look at a new fruit, you know, what would be the best advice for someone trying to get into this, into like mango production for that matter?
Yes, that's actually a good one. It's quite tricky for a new one, for someone who wants to venture into it. But, that's why we are here as a board. Mm. I think it will be a good starting point to start with us because, the already existing producers that are farming and producing mangoes are registered with us and, we are always in communication with them. And also, it's just to highlight that one motivation that I would like to actually leave the listeners with is that the market is very hungry for locally produced fruits. That is the honest truth. The reality is that we are importing 95% of our food or for fruits that we are consuming in the country, and that already should motivate everyone where they are.
Yeah,
there is quite a lot of innovative ways that one can do. Even though naturally, like I've already highlighted, mango is a tropical fruit. It grows in warmer climates. And if I can mention, North Central, which are actually the four origins, the two Kavangos, that's Zambezi. One zone, and Zambezi.
Yeah.
Those areas, scientifically actually offers the best climate, conditions. Yeah. For mango, not only mango, but all the other tropical fruits.
Mm.
Yes. So if one finds themselves in those areas, of course, and they have the land and the will, why not?
Mm.
If you lack any information, you can reach out to our offices. We'll be able to guide you and tell you which cultivars to focus on, where can you source them, how do you start, and everything. We are here to hold the farmers' hands. They should not feel lost. We have a lot of documents and papers that are actually having crucial information that are just waiting for them to knock on our doors, and we will definitely assist them and let them start and guide them.
Do you know what's the interesting thing, Tangeni? The person that just asked the question, which is a colleague of mine.
Yes.
She said she's already hearing the particular scenario.
All right.
So that means she's probably in the pipeline of finding what particular crop would she like to venture into.
Ah, that's good.
There is one particular talking point from another question that comes through, another listener that just dropped me something now here directly on my WhatsApp. Are these trainings free? The four particular dates and the particular sessions with the producers, are they free? And specifically the why component to it?
Yeah. Yes, that's a good question. Yes, the trainings are free of charge, of course. The reason why they are free is because we would like, as part of our mandate, we are actually committed to give and actually provide crucial and technical but yet important information to the industry. And these interventions are just one way of doing that. And information is power, and it's quite key. So we are not commercializing these. So they are free of charge. Existing producers, also the ones that are thinking or considering of venturing, they should come. Even those that would like to register, that have actually already fruit trees, not necessarily mangoes, any other fruit trees that they have actually planted or they have, and their main goal is to harvest and take to the market, they are more than welcome to reach out and come to these centers and actually register. All they need to bring along is their IDs, Namibian identity.
Probably also a sample, just to show?
Not necessarily, but of course the information about those trees in terms of their number, how many are they, and more or less the age, when were they planted and so forth. Because those are key information that we require at the point of registration. Yes.
Also to let you know, dear listeners, you still have the opportunity to ask a direct question here to Tangeni from the Namibia Agronomic Board. You can come through at 083-288-401. Tangeni, before we take which is 2 minutes from now, a short ad break, there is one particular talking point I also forgot to highlight in the start of our discussion. Obviously, the notion in terms of the soil structures, but you already mentioned that the most, if I can say, the most preferred zones in Namibia would be the whole of the north, specific up to the Zambezi. Yes. Okay, minus that part of Kunene. I'm speaking under correction. There might be someone there with a small mangrove, but I don't know. But if it is a scenario specifically about the soil structure, what kinds of preferred soils is also the best suited for mangoes? Because sometimes you have people that just say, you know, I want to try something, grow something at home, and then they just go pop a few seeds into the ground and then just try to nurture something. So what would that look like? Even if someone now listening to the show who probably might not make the Monday session or the other sessions, what would they be looking at for that scenario?
Okay, that's actually a good one. And it's also part of what the training will also equip and disseminate and share with the participants. The most preferred soil type for the mango is usually deep, well aerated, well fertile, sandy, loam soil. That is more or less the descriptive aspect of it. But of course, soil has many properties. So if we are to go deeper into its physical, chemical, and of course biological properties, we are going to enter into pH range of this to this and so forth. But in general terms, that is the type of
hot dogs.
I love hot dogs. I wonder why it's called a hot dog. I can eat them day or night. Let's squeeze some tomato sauce on this bad boy and enjoy. Ah, no! Now I've got tomato sauce on my dog, my watch, and my favorite shirt.
Sometimes you just squeeze too hard, and your favorite shirt gets ruined. But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you can get up to 9,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
So coming back there from the quick break, that quickly jumped on us here, dear listeners. You're listening to the business and economic segment here on your number one talk radio station in partnership for this evening with the Namibia Agronomic Board, in studio here with me, Dwight. I've got, Tangeni from the Namibia Agronomic Board, a fruit development officer. And we were just, dissecting the particular, talking point of mango production, as well as also the planned engagement with producers, mango producers, from Monday next week until Friday next week. That excludes the 11th of March, the Wednesday. So that'll be the 9th of March in Bukalo at the Agricultural Development Center. It's the ADC's Development Center, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And then the second day specifically will be in Gongola, also at the ADC, the Development Center, the Agricultural Development Center there. On Thursday, it'll be in Rundu at the Bavaria Guesthouse, and in Friday in Ongwadiva, that is the 13th of March at the Destiny Hotel. So if you find yourself in one of those particular vicinities, in one of those particular areas, it is free, as Duncan has already alluded to just before the ad break, just to let you know, and you can join in from 9 a.m. to 3 in the afternoon, almost at 3 p.m., but yeah, it is 3 p.m. Mm. That would be when the particular workshop and engagement will be taking place. Tangeni, you were still on the notion specifically of the soils, so that we not get too technical with pH and alkalinity and acidity.
Yes.
You can just shoot it from there.
All right. Yes, very good. Like I was highlighting that, yes, the preferred soil type for mangoes are usually deep, well aerated, well drained, fertile, sandy loamy soils. Mm. But the reality of the matter is that Namibia is quite a big country, with its vast differences in terms of topography and soil types. So let soil not be a limiting factor, because remember that in today's world we have a lot of techniques, agriculture has evolved, and even if you are not presented with the prescribed favorable soil type for a specific fruit, soil can be amended. There are techniques to do that. There are actually strategies on how to actually amend the soil to fit what you would like to plant there. So even if you are not in the zones that I've alluded to as most preferred in terms of their weather and soil type, you as a farmer can still come up with innovative approaches and techniques on amending the soil so that it fits mango production. Yeah. As long as where you are there are no frost, usually frost.
Or very cold temperatures.
Usually, the different, what sets apart tropical fruits from other fruits is that all tropical fruits are sensitive to frost.
Oh, so.
They prefer warmer weather or warmer climates.
Yeah.
So if you are in an area that has actually a lot of frost, I wouldn't really advise you to go for any of the tropical fruits, because really there will be heat.
Yeah. Tangeni, let's quickly take a phone call from one of our listeners. Primarily, just probably there's a question in there for you.
All right.
Eagle FM, good evening.
Oh.
Angabona.
Thank you. Good evening, sir.
How are you doing, Angabona?
Fine, thank you. You are with your guest, eh?
Yep. Angabona, it'll straightly be, you know, you can ask Tangeni directly the question, so that I won't waste much time in that regard.
Yeah, no, let me take some time. You know, you are the one who are always depriving us from your program. I don't know whether you become now conservative or you now want to deliberately deprive us from the very important information, your engagement and things like that.
Mm.
I don't know. I thought maybe it's only Helmut who is a conservative.
I'll put the blame on Helmut for now, Uncle Bona, because usually he's the one in charge of the controls. But Uncle Bona, you have to talk to Tangeni now. Uncle Bona, you have to talk.
Now we're talking about research and development. Yeah. Yesterday and today.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Tangeni, good evening. Sorry for my remark.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you, sir?
Thank you for welcoming you to this big family.
Thank you.
This is where we speak about really critical issues. I think I listened to one of your colleagues this morning with the Tete France in a Swambo program.
Excellent.
And I think she saw so from that side. And my concern is, I love the programming that you are having to really empower our farmers, our people, at least maybe to help us to realize food security. This is a really threat, and I'm happy that your training, this facilitation of your skill transfer and all these other things are really appreciated. I wanted to know how you are dealing with these people who are producing now, and they have got their agri-produce, which are getting rotten. Is there no way that you can facilitate, as you subsidize them, facilitate some kind of, I don't know whether it has to be any kind of an exchange or maybe technical exchange. And I know that within your system there are this bilateral agreement on technical aspects, where our people, our young ones, those who are having stalled ledges, I know you people are helping maybe them, like those who are producing rice and other things. But those tomatoes and other things that are getting rotten, where can we acquire the skill and perhaps the technology to make sure that the people who are getting, there are a lot of the things that are getting rotten. And these boys who are also selling their things, some of them, they don't get finished.
Mm.
Because in the informal market, we are also experiencing some kind of municipal bylaws, which are also frequenting our people. That frequenting, I don't know how to say it in English. I'm going to use an explain.
No, it's a fact, Uncle Bona. You are correct on that one.
I don't know whether it's the competition. Even women here in Windhoek, those informal traders and all these things. We have had the economy, they contribute 7.7% to the GDP. So how do we employ this technology to assist our people in Maputo? Some of them can acquire those ones, and then the tomatoes and the fish, like somebody in Kahanja there, a young man who will become an entrepreneur producing tomatoes, he has to team up with the people in the various by there or the coast, and then they now start putting those, they make tin, fish tin with tomatoes and things like that. How do we employ this the category? And how can we revive those who are dying? You know, there are those people who are also trying to produce, and maybe they are not well organized. I don't know. Maybe lack of leadership there in community. So thank you very much. I think I can just end up here. Tate Dwight. I think this one is very serious, because we don't really appreciate this kind of dispository or banging kind of education system. Well, otherwise we now invent the wheel and things, that we are going back to those years.
Don't worry, Uncle Bona, there's a few reforms underway.
For you, the whole of this week and the last week, have you ever engaged people to in your topics?
Not yet.
Not for 2-3 weeks. What kind of a classroom is that one?
There are reforms, Uncle Bona. Don't
worry. It has never been even practiced even at UNAM or NAST. Never.
I know, Uncle Bona, I know.
But those times that I'm talking about, where they were using this depository education
yep.
system. Thank you very much.
Not a problem. Thanks for coming through, Angabona.
Good.
Tangeni, over to you. The last, I think it's like two or three questions
yeah,
in one.
It's a mouthful, but yeah. It's very much welcome. I think I actually commend the caller for highlighting that. Even though a little bit far from Mango, but yes, I will intend to respond to it. Yes, I would agree. They are actually horticultural products that unfortunately sometimes get wasted, and as a country, we cannot afford to have that. Actually. But there are quite a lot of causes to that, which the caller also alluded to them. Let me just speak from the NAB standpoint. Like I've highlighted, we have actually developed a crop value chain development strategy, which is actually a 5-year strategy or plan, which is fully packed with a lot of interventions. And as the caller alluded to, that strategy is speaking mostly and strongly on processing and value addition. To a point where we, as a board also actually, if you saw, we have actually advertised where we are hiring, a position was created for a processor, someone to advise on processing issues and matters, because we have realized that that is actually lacking in that sphere of the value chain, actually the aspect of value addition.
So there's the growing, and yes. there's the market connection, yes. but expanding here in between,
adding yeah. value, because even in fruit production, mind you, a tree will bear fruits.
Yeah.
Let's say 50 of them. 25 of those are A grade, class one, very good, no scratches, nothing. The others,
they could be discarded even.
Yes, yeah. The others are not so good. So what happens to those? So as a board, we took cognizant of that aspect, and we have actually embedded a lot of interventions in that strategy. Some of which are actually aimed at resolving this, but it's actually a collective effort. NAB alone cannot do this because some of these are structural constraints. We need to put up facilities to add value to these vegetables or to these fruits or to these horticultural products, so to call them. So investors need to come on board and invest, put up canning facilities, juicing facilities, jam making,
storage, freezing even.
Yes. Yeah. So the value chain offers quite a lot of opportunities. I think if we look at it and have an approach of seeing these weak links and turn them into business opportunities, we will find solutions to them and sustainable ones actually. But yes, NAB has quite a lot of interventions aimed at addressing some of these issues, including those related to food wastage and so forth.
Just before we get through to, which is technically at the end of this evening's discussion, dear listeners, once again, just to reiterate the message, from Monday the 9th to Friday the 13th, minus Wednesday the 11th, the Namibia Agronomic Board will be engaging with mango producers, specifically from Bukalo, to Kongola, from Zambezi. The first 2 days, Zambezi region. And, Kongola, is it still in Zambezi?
Yes, that's correct. It's
okay. Still in Zambezi. Mm-hmm. And then heading into Kavango East, specifically with Rundu on the Thursday, the 12th. And then finally Ongwadiva on Friday. That is the 13th of March. Any last messages just for the listeners, Tangeni, just before we end off in tonight's discussion? Anything that you might not have forgot to share that probably would have forgotten to share that you could just highlight?
Yes. It's just to encourage and, actually call on, all the, aspiring, existing, both small, large and medium, fruit producers. That are near all these sites where the training is going to take place, to really make time and come forth, either to register as fruit producers or also to just come and gain more insight, as these are some of the informations that are really crucial.
We're going to take a short break.
Care that builds with you. That's the rollover benefit from NHB. When you claim less than a defined amount of your day-to-day benefits in a year, the unused amount is carried over for the next year, like a savings account for your health. You can use your rollover benefit in many ways, from co-payments to medical costs usually not covered, even contribution holidays. Learn more at nhb.com.na. T's and C's apply.